desire to participate on that committee. If there are enough people interested, I would be happy to not participate in it myself. The date for that meeting is this coming Wednesday, 6:30. Excuse me, let's not interrupt me while I'm talking. Thank you. The Personnel Committee will be meeting on Wednesday, February 21, 2018, at 6:30 at the KPFK station. Proper notification has been made online through KPFTX for this meeting. Okay, so that is that I'm hoping will answer questions that our members may have about this motion as put forth by the Governance Committee. Yes, Ms. Reason.
A couple of questions. One, has a search committee been authorized by the local station board?
That is what this motion today is intended to do.
So it seems premature to already set the date for a meeting that has not yet been authorized.
The date set for the meeting is for the Personnel Committee. It is a regular meeting of the Personnel Committee at which we will take up this issue should the local station board approve it today.
At what point may I make a motion to separate this, the motion before the body?
Would you like to make a motion, Ms. Reason?
I would.
Can I hear that motion?
I move to separate. This is a three-part motion, and I think that forming a search committee should be separated from undertaking the annual evaluation of the program director.
So what item on the motion would you like to separate? Would that be number one, two, three?
I want to separate number two.
Okay.
From number one. And I think that number three is improper and should be eliminated.
Okay.
But so let's just start with separating the evaluation from forming a search committee. That's what I want to do.
For the sake of saving time and streamlining the process, might we say that we are separating one, two, and three?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. So there is a motion. Okay. There is discussion on separating the motion. But before we go to discussion, let me ask, in the hopes that discussion may not be needed, is there anyone opposed to separating items 1, 2, and 3 on this Personnel Committee motion? Hearing no... I have an objection. Okay. Yes, Mr. Kaiser, please state your objection.
I would like to eliminate number 2. I think after 8 years, I don't see the purpose of evaluating the program director.
Okay, hold on. No crosstalk, please.
I think that we're in the process.
Mr. Kaiser.
Selecting a program director. I think the existing interim program director can list his name amongst the others, but after 8 years of not doing this, I don't see any purpose to actually do it now.
Mr. Kaiser, you're out of order.
I agree.
Excuse me.
Didn't you recognize
me? Excuse me, Mr. Kaiser, you're out of order. The question was, if you object to separating the three motions, when we get to item two, if you would like to eliminate it at that time, you could make the motion to do so.
Lawrence and Ken.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go back to my request. Are there any objections to separating the three items so that we could talk about each one individually? Okay. Yes, Mr. Reyes.
Well, I object because I object because we have not been able to discuss these three motions and has some objections on principle in regards to why listener sponsors are being left out of the loop. In regards to being able to provide some more diversity to the committee. So,
well, I think we could talk on each one of those points as they come up if we separate them. Again, are there any objections to separating the three items as requested by Ms. Reason? Hearing no objections, the three items are hereby separated, and we can discuss item number one.
Point of order, could you read the motion for the benefit of the people who...
Absolutely, and I will read each one as we address it. This motion is on the agenda, which the public present does have access to. So item one, which is up for discussion at this point, is the KPFK local station board authorizes the KPFK personnel committee to do the following. Form an ad hoc program director search committee, PDSC, also known as, composed of interested personnel committee members to perform the search for a program director for KPFK. Any local station board member may join the personnel committee by attending its next meeting. Is there anyone opposed to approval of this motion?
I am opposed.
Okay. We will take two opposed, two in favor. Mr. Velasquez, would you like to speak in opposition or in favor?
In opposition.
Okay, one moment. Let me get the people in favor. Okay, would anyone like to speak in favor of this motion? Mansoor?
Yeah.
Anyone else? Grace?
No.
Okay.
Is Grace in favor?
Yeah, in favor. So I have Myla and Fernando speaking opposed, Mansoor and Grace speaking in favor. Myla, please go first.
Okay. The bylaws instruct the local station board to conduct an annual evaluation of the program director. Ken's telling me that he can't hear me. Can you turn up the volume on this microphone?
He can hear you. You're speaking.
Just use the mic.
Excuse me.
Using the mic.
Can you hear her now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now better?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So here's the thing. I actually think we should probably be discussing two instead of one first.
Okay, we're going to discuss
At any rate, I'm. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Okay, so here's the thing. For some reason, unbeknownst to me, the local station board has failed to fulfill its obligation to conduct annual evaluations of the individual who's currently acting as program director and has been for 8 years. It's my understanding that the rationale was because he was interim and had never been officially hired as permanent, but it's my belief that he is de facto permanent and should be evaluated, and after the evaluation is concluded, there should be a determination by the in the evaluation of whether to suggest that this individual be retained or not retained. If the evaluation concludes that he should not be retained, and the management agrees, the general manager or the program director, that, excuse me, I also suffer from what Jamie suffers from, and that is that I lose my train of thought when I'm interrupted. Where was I? At any rate, if the decision of management and the local station board is that this individual should not be retained, it is at that point that a search should commence. But to commence with a search prior to that, I think, is actually unfair and I'm trying to think of the word, but it's like harassment in my mind.
Really,
9 years
is
not
a prejudgment. It's a prejudgment. It's assuming that the evaluation will be such that the program director should be replaced, and it's just not a procedure that I think is proper.
Thank you, Ms. Reason.
Furthermore, that if in fact this committee decides to go forward, that the program director, I believe that Michael Novick is correct, that the program director search committee members should be elected, not self-appointed.
That I agree.
Thank you, Ms. Reason. Mansoor, would you like to speak in favor of?
Chair, I have a point of information.
One moment. Sure. You had a point of order, Mr. Reyes. Let's hear that first.
I thought we were just discussing one.
Yeah.
And right. My esteemed colleague went to number two talking about evaluations. So.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I understand your point, but I believe it was speaking about number two as it relates to number one is what I got out of it. But thank you, Mr. Mansoor Sabag. Please.
I'll be very brief on this. The wrongs of the past doesn't mean that we have to continue with what we are doing, and it's very appropriate to put a PD search out there. And then I don't care who gets to be elected to be PD, as long as we follow the procedures. We did an interim. We had an interim general manager, who didn't want to run for the GM position. However, while we had an interim general manager, we did a GM search and we elected somebody. The body did, and then the ED did. So there is nothing inappropriate about not talking with a permanent interim program director that we have right now. So this is, it just doesn't make sense.
Talking to him?
Okay, please no crosstalk.
Talk to him again.
I have, one moment. Ms. Eidman, do you have a question or need a point of clarification?
I think it is a question of appropriate timing and also roles definition. There is a thing called a personnel committee, a standing committee, whose duty per the bylaws is to do the evaluation. The fact that they haven't done it for 9 years, we can almost say, okay, that's the KPFK way. It doesn't mean we got to go forward. That would be a personnel committee bylaws assigned task. However, if it is a determination after the evaluation, which I assume the board would look at the recommendations, that would be the time to form an ad hoc search committee if that is warranted by the evaluation. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so that's basically what Ms. Reason was saying also. Fernando, if you could speak in opposition.
My objection is slightly broader than that. When we came out with this concept of having been a democratic media, we were also fully aware of the fact that given the way voting takes place at the local elections, that the LSB elections will also represent 10-12% of the people who are subscribers. Therefore, a reflection of that voting system, it will have 10-12% of the subscribers dictating, running a dictatorship over the rest of the subscribers on Pacifica. And trying to address that incorrection, that injustice, we thought it would be a good idea to incorporate in the bylaws the inclusion of members of the paid and unpaid staff and of the listener subscribers grouping, so we have all this diverse thinking and have more transparency and really go beyond paying lip service to democracy in the democratic media. Now we have this challenge. We pretend that didn't happen, and we are trying to narrow it down to the easiest way to get our way done, and we are doing a disservice to our community. I propose that we rethink what we're doing, and we do include paying and paid staff and listen subscribers to this ad hoc committee.
Thank you. Hold on. I've already had three speak against. We have two speaking for. Our last person speaking for is Ms. Aaron. And since we had three against, I may chime in after she finishes.
Okay. As far as I know, the KPFK Personnel Committee has never had LSB members on the Personnel Committee except to create policy for that committee. not in the confidential matters of the personnel committee. That was only LSB members for the confidential parts, which would be evaluations and a PG search would be LSB members only. Now, we are in a critical point in Pacifica. Right now, in the last fund drive, I believe Christine Blasdale was responsible for producing about 51% of the income in that fund drive. That is unacceptable. What that means is that our listenership is so low that the normal programming is not does not have the financial support of our members or our audience to keep us alive. The only way to rectify that is to improve programming rapidly. We have no time to wait for this. We can't go on with this level of low listenership. We lost our CPB funding before the rest of the network because the CPB looked at our Nielsen's and adjudicated that our audience was too small to warrant CPB funding. The responsibility of listenership is now in the job description of the program director. I'd like to, that was a motion passed by the national board about 6 or 8 months ago. Okay, we must improve our listenership however we have to do it. We don't have time to have a prolonged evaluation of a program director. The bylaws do not say that an interim has to be evaluated, just that a program director and a general manager has to be evaluated, not an interim. If we do that, that's fine. We can decide to do that, but we should not delay a search for a permanent program director because we must improve our programming and we must improve our listenership. More people need to be listening and supporting the actual programs, not just the fund drive shows.
Thank you, Karen. Hold on one moment. Wow. I would like to add one item before we go to a vote, and that item is that should we as a body decide not to authorize the personnel committee to form the program director search committee ad hoc committee at their meeting on Wednesday, then because local station board members have already been notified that this is the proposed process, and people who are not here today who may want to participate in that program director search committee meeting may be planning to attend that Wednesday meeting to participate, I would suggest that if this is not approved today, that we do not approve a program director search committee today, and that that would have to be taken up at next month's meeting. It's only fair to the people who have an understanding of a different process. So at that point, I would like to ask our secretary to take a vote on approving or not item one of the motion. Yes, your point of information, Ms. Reason.
I'm sorry, I just didn't follow what you just said.
Okay, in other words, let's say Jamie Gomez was not here today.
Yeah, got it.
And I had received emails telling me that if I want to participate on the program director search committee, I need to attend the personnel committee on Wednesday.
Got it.
Well, if we don't approve the personnel committee to approve the creation of the program director's search committee and instead create the program director search committee today from the members that are here, then that would be unfair to the people who are not here who may be planning to go to the meeting Wednesday.
I don't think that's what we're voting on right now.
Okay, no, it's just a point of clarification.
Greater participation.
I'm sorry if it confused you.
It's
very confusing.
For greater participation.
Excuse me. I'd like to go to a vote on item one, Mr. Reyes, last comment.
Point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Hold on, Mr. Reyes has the floor.
I'm sorry, I feel that those people who were really interested, and I know some people were sick legitimately and, you know, cannot make it, but for those people who aren't here, and we should make them priority as to, you know, the workings of this meeting today, and take that into account in terms of formulating or not formulating a committee, or whether to evaluate or not evaluate an interim program director?
Noted. And you don't necessarily have to agree with my opinion on the matter, and You can make a motion later to do so if this motion fails. Yes, Mr. Simmons, you have a point of information.
In the analogy that Mansoor raised with the interim general manager, was the interim general manager evaluated?
No. Never.
She wasn't here for even a year.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get the
Mr. Secretary, if you can take a vote on item number one of this personnel committee motion, either yes to approve or no to not approve.
All right. All those in favor of
yes. Oh, you want? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hand vote?
That's fine.
Okay. All those in favor?
Chair, I'd like to request a roll call vote on this one.
Okay. A roll call vote has been requested. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, if you could take a roll call vote on this matter.
What is the question?
The point number one.
Item one.
To authorize the KPFK Personnel Committee to form an ad hoc Program Director Search Committee. All right, so if you are in favor, say aye when I call your name. Grace Aaron.
Aye.
Ken Aaron.
Aye.
Marlena Bond.
Aye.
Roberta Eidman.
No.
Jamie Gomez.
Aye, aye.
Jan Goodman.
No.
Stephen Kaiser.
Yes.
Doug Kriegel's not here yet, I guess. Maggie LaPique. Oh, she's absent, sorry. Reza Poor.
Aye.
Myla Reason.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Mansoor Sabah.
Yes.
Lance Simmons.
Stain.
Fernando Velasquez.
No.
Lisa Wong.
Aye.
Okay, 8 in favor, 5 opposed, 1 I'd abstention.
I'd like to cast my vote.
Oh, okay. Is that...
Yes.
You're supposed to pass, not abstain.
Well, he could change his vote.
Okay, so in favor 9, opposed 5.
Okay, item 1 of the personnel committee has passed. So now we're on item 2, which has to do with the evaluation process for the interim program director. Let me read it for the body. One moment. Let me read it for the body. And for the public that might be listening and not present. The KPFK Local Station Board authorizes the KPFK Personnel Committee to do the following. The LSB authorizes the Personnel Committee to perform an evaluation of the interim program director. This task may be done while the program director search is going on. Do we need to have discussion on this, Ms. Goodman?
First of all, I'd like...
Use the mic.
Okay. First of all, I wanted to clarify the previous motion before we get to this motion.
I think that's out of order.
Okay, so I would like to reserve the space to clarify it later because I'm not sure about number one. But number two, I'm speaking in favor of number two. Is that appropriate at this time?
That is fine.
Okay. The present program director has been functioning in that position for 8 years and has never been evaluated for some reason, which is not clear to me, and because he was called an interim program director, and he was an interim program director, the LSB and the personnel committee made the determination, which I think was erroneous, especially in in looking back on it, not to evaluate him. That, I think, has caused a lot of problems, both for him and for the LSB and for KPFK and for Pacifica. And thus, at this point, no matter whether we're searching for somebody else or not, it's an appropriate thing for us to evaluate him to see, you know, what kind of job he's doing. If he, for some reason, if we don't get somebody new, it will give him direction as to what we expect of him. It will give us information about how various people evaluate him. And I think that just in terms of good personnel practices, when you have people in a position, they need to be evaluated. And it's one of the very, very few tasks that we have as an LSB that is delineated in the bylaws. And we should take that task seriously and not just say, oh, well, you know, he may not be here for 6 months or 9 months, but, you know, he's been here for 8 years. We need to do this, and we need to do it now. And if we're going to do a search, fine, we'll do a search. But we also need to evaluate it. And it doesn't need to be some long, drawn-out evaluation. It can be a very short, to-the-point evaluation. And we have some forms that we developed previously to evaluate a program director, and we can get those out and have this evaluation done in a month and just be done with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair Goodman, for your comments. I'm associating myself with you, believe it or not, on those comments. I believe that the lack of a algorithm to evaluate this program, this interim program director that's been the interim program director now for almost a decade, who was appointed by my esteemed Grace Aaron when she was...
Is that not true?
Yes. So when you were the IED at the time. So I believe, as was said before me, that yes, an evaluation has to be done. This way we could learn from the matrix where he has taken us and where he hasn't taken us, or where the program director has taken us, or where they have not taken us, in regards to, you know, the lack of listenership, the lack of refreshing programming, the lack of voices from underrepresented communities, the threshold languages haven't been addressed. None of that has been addressed that would stimulate listenership. So I believe that the least we can do for our listeners is to do an evaluation, whether it's a Survey Monkey or whatever monkey you want to pick. The fact is that we need to do an evaluation of some sort in order to learn from that experience of such an entrenched person that's been there for almost a decade now. And
that's right.
Has had carte blanche in terms of running, you know, the programming at the station. So
whatever he wants.
I think we own it to ourselves, and we own it to the staff, the unpaid staff and the staff, to have that opportunity to have a bite at the apple as to regards to, you know, where that apple was placed and how it was placed and which way it's going to drop.
Okay, thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Ms. Aaron.
I did not hire or have anything to do with the hire of Alan Minsky as interim program director. That hire was done by Sean Heitkemper, GM of KPFK at that time. I had nothing to do with the process or the decision.
Fernando. Aaron. Okay, one moment. Excuse me. Nobody has been recognized, so let me ask. We have heard two people for item number two. I'm willing to hear two people against. If I can have hands of people who are against. Okay. I will take Mr. Kaiser and Mr. Velasquez. I'll take Mr. Velasquez first.
Yes, we did have an evaluation. We did perform an evaluation of the current IPD. The results were nulled and eliminated because someone sabotaged the process. One of the responses, one of the excuses to sabotage the process, or just to finish it up, was that the interim people cannot be evaluated in Pacifica. After it was declared that it was an illegal evaluation, we were told that people up in Berkeley said, we thought we were talking about temps, not necessarily this guy. But after that, we just continued repeating the same mistake. That's terribly wrong, and we ought to correct it. We all agree that much of the programming is irrelevant. We doesn't have the proper direction and cohesiveness, and we ought to make it better to become one of the best radio stations in town. And how we go about evaluating our employees, it really needs to be revisited, because we need to be more even-handed with everyone that works and labors at KPFK. In the case of the current IPD, I totally encourage the evaluation process long, long overdue.
Oh, so
this
is speaking
that
for
sounded
him.
Like it was four.
Yeah, he was yeah. Speaking
so,
for
so,
yeah.
So, Mr. Kaiser.
It seems to me that Fernando just said that it's illegal to evaluate the interim program director, or it's against the bylaws. Did anybody else interpret that to what you said?
No. Okay. No.
Well, okay. The thing is, we have not done this for 8 years. It's not important to this process. It's something I think that will take time and energy from the selection of the program director. We need a permanent program director, and Alan can run for that as well as not. So this whole need now to evaluate the program director is a spurious effort. Well, what we need to do is actually pick somebody to do this, and Alan is more welcome to do that anyway. You know, he can be in there with that. So I think we need to strike this whole second provision. We don't need an evaluation now of the program director. We need to select a program director that can give us programming that people will start listening to again.
Thank you, Mr. Kaiser. Mr. Sabah, are you near a microphone?
No, he just
went in to get his warm up his coffee.
Point of information.
Yeah, I'm ready to move to a vote on item number two. Yes, Mr. Simmons.
Point of information.
Mr. Simmons.
If an evaluation were done, and I've been very intimately involved in personnel evaluations over my career, they're usually done on a periodic basis. Would the evaluation be of the interim program director's time in totality, or would it be on a more specific time, i.e. the last year? What would an interim evaluation look like is the question.
I don't have the answer to that question. That's something you would need to take up with the personnel committee, should they have the authority to do this process. I'm sorry, Mr. Sabah.
Yes.
We actually heard 3-4 and 1 against, so I'm going to allow you to speak against.
Thank you. I'll be very brief. It's not necessary to evaluate permanent interim program director. We have never done it. It's never been done.
Permanent?
And therefore, we should move on and eliminate number 2. That's how I'm going to vote. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr.
Sabah.
The question has been called. Mr. Secretary, let's take a roll call vote on this.
Again, please answer aye if you approve number 2. Grace Aaron?
No.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Marlena Bond?
Yes.
Roberta Eidman?
No.
Jamie Gomez?
Abstain for now.
Pass. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Stephen Kaiser?
No.
Reza Poor?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Lance Simmons?
Yes.
Fernando Velasquez?
Yes.
Lisa Wong? That was no? So the vote without, with we have 7 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention.
I'll let my abstention stand.
No, you don't want to commit yourself to.
So 7 yes, 6 no, 1 abstain.
So the motion passes. We're ready to go on to item number 3.
Chair, can I correct you? We said the motion passes.
Yeah.
It passed.
It passed.
7 yes.
Okay.
6 no. 1 abstention.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Item 3. Again, I'll read it for the listening public. The KPF Local Station Board authorizes the KPFK Personnel Committee to do the following. When the list of program director candidates is developed by the Program Director Search Committee, the list would be given to the Local Station Board for its review and approval. Likewise, when the evaluation process is completed for the interim program director, it would be given to the Local Station Board for its review and approval. Are there any objections to accepting this third item?
It needs correction.
Excuse me.
It's IPD. It should be PD.
Excuse me.
That should be correct.
Audience, your time is coming soon.
It should be PD.
Both areas should be PD, not IPD.
The evaluation process is completed for the interim program director. We do not have a program director at the current time. We have an interim program director. Excuse me, audience. It's not your turn. So, are there any objections to approving this item? Hearing none, it is so approved. Now, public, it is your turn.
Excuse me, how many minutes do they have left?
22.
22. Both of them.
They have 22 minutes during this session.
Polina?
Yeah. Hi. Okay. I wanted to speak on the reality of the 3 PD search committees that were attempted in the past history. These committees were sabotaged. This search committee effort, a couple of them got far. They were sabotaged at different levels. Some of the people that are responsible for that are sitting here. Some are not. So that's part of the history. Then the CPB funds, Grace, were first removed from KPFT. And the reason was because it did not represent in its programming grid the large Spanish language community in the Signal area. And that was the explanation why the CPP funds were removed, just to correct you. The other thing I want to say is that we are, whether the IPD, Alan Minsky, gets reviewed or not at this time, which is, of course, the fact that two boards in the last 4 years were also sabotaged through boycotts, is the reason why very little work got done. The people responsible for that, some of them are sitting right here, or cohorts. And all of this is history when we don't know what's happened and where we are, where we need to go. I stress again, whoever the PD is must be bilingual. And the PD has to come from a minority area. And all things considered. Okay, I'll stop there.
Thank you, Bella.
Thank you.
I'll reiterate some of the history. People say that there was no evaluation done in 9 years. That's not the case. The Personnel Committee under John Crumshaw started an evaluation of the IPD a number of years ago, conducted a survey of the staff and maybe the board, too, about their opinion on the question, and then that was sealed and by the then executive director who claimed that you couldn't evaluate an interim. Subsequently, the program search committee of the local station board conducted a full search process for a new program director. and that was thrown out by then interim executive director Summer Reese after the local station board voted on a group of candidates to submit to the general manager. So people should just be aware of some of that history and who is responsible for it. I want to speak to the question of the National Board Committees. I think it's really vital that this body reverse its previous ongoing practice of trying to silence and eliminate the voices of minority members of this local station board on the national board. I think that you should make sure that every single member of the minority of this board who wishes to is able to serve on the National Board Committee. They have invaluable experience that you need to apply to solving the problems of Pacifica. I do think that the evaluation of the interim program director is moot because the consequences of the interim program director's work over the last nearly decade has resulted in the situation that was referred to earlier. Our listenership is minuscule, and we are failing to meet the needs of the community. We're failing to produce programming that inspires, educates, and attracts listeners, and that's the where the rubber meets the road, and that is the responsibility of the program director, interim or not. So I think that every effort to revive and refresh. I was the chair of the Program Oversight Committee of this body, and a year or two after Alan changed the programming grid substantially and sent out a letter saying that in order to attract new listeners, he's going to introduce track. Is it track programming?
Yes, strip programming.
That he felt that by giving me masters 5 days a week and so on, that that would attract new listeners. And he wrote a letter explaining his reasoning why. And a year later, in the Program Oversight Committee, we invited him to come to discuss whether that effort had succeeded in attracting new listeners, which it hadn't even then. And our listenership has continued to diminish in the years since. He came to that meeting, and when criticisms were raised of the way in which that was done and the impact of it, he burst out in profanities at the members of the committee and left.
Right.
So you should just be aware of that if you're going to evaluate him. But I think the evaluation has been done by reality. And the evaluation
right.
is that our programming is failing to meet the needs of the community and failing to attract the community to it. If you look at the popular forms of programming, KPFK would be possible to produce them, but we're not. So we need a news magazine that incorporates culture and politics and community affairs with news. We don't have it. We need storytelling from the communities where people are telling their human interest stories, because that's what attracts listeners. We're not doing it. We need interactive programming where you have co-hosts, radio in general, commercial, non-commercial. Almost every show you listen to, except for KPFK, there are two voices, two hosts. KPFK is committed to gatekeepers, single hosts who decide what goes on, what goes off.
And people are not allowed to call in.
Excuse me. Stultifying to listeners. You need dialogical radio. You need radio that raises questions and allows people to discuss it and brings more call-ins and you know, attracts an audience that is, brings the creativity of the audience onto the airwaves. We're doing none of that.
Thank you, Mr. Novick.
Thank you, Michael. To add to, I completely agree with everything that Michael just said, and I really appreciate his comments. When some board members say that the programming is irrelevant because only Christine Blosdale's programming raises money, has raised money, more money in the last fund drive, then the question that naturally comes to me is, if Christine Blosdale's programming is what airs during fund drive mostly, more than anything else, who else has had a chance to even try to raise money? Spanish language programming is now, as a rule, preempted as of day one or day two of fund drive. We are not given a chance even to have a week on air to not only raise funds, but also allow our listenership to grow, to become members, and therefore to build a base. So it's not, as far as I know, no numbers exist to suggest that Spanish language programming does not raise money on air or off air. But yet, management seems to act as if that were the case, preempting us on day one. Later then, the kind of programming that gets aired on during fund drive time sounds like infomercials and alienates most of our audience, the little audience that we still have left, who would switch to public radio like 89.9, 89.3, and then never come back. Because they're not really interested in wrinkle cream or Wonder Miracles for eternal youth. And so, unfortunately, this is a structural problem, and I really hope that this can become a broader debate about what we really want to do on as community radio, an alternative to public radio, and a viable alternative that we really need as community, in these communities. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Seeley again. I certainly commend to the board Mr. Novick's comments, a number of which are very important and need to weigh. But I think, the question here is how do we separate the evaluation of a program director, from which I've heard a lot of stuff about how, the input was from staff, to the whole question of programming oversight. In which the question is, how do programs get developed, new ones that attract new audiences, and how do we evaluate the effectiveness of current programming? So, I really put to the board the question of what are the parameters of the Program Oversight Committee to date, and how can they be revised to be more constructive? For example, shouldn't the Program Oversight Committee be examining not only the other affiliates to find out what their most successful programming is and, what has gained listenership, but to look at other alternative radio stations around the country, regardless of specific affiliation, and to see what's been effective there and where the growth examples are, and to look even at commercial radio and see what's going on in the way of public affairs programming that might be adapted to our goals and purposes. Can't we find some people on the board who are willing to commit to, some serious time to that sort of mission, which is at the heart of the success of the station?
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Is there a time limit?
Yeah, a minute.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Okay, I'm going to be translated, so I would like to have twice the time limit, whatever it is.
Sí,
no morirán la flor de la palabra. El juez pregunta su finalidad con esta actividad, ¿cuál es?
The word that is a flower shall not die. Judge asks the following question. What is your objective with this activity?
Pablo Hazel contesta. Denunciar injusticia, señor, defender derechos democráticos y libertades democráticas.
Pablo Hazel answers, to denounce injustices, to defend democratic rights and democratic freedoms.
Defender derechos humanos, derechos laborales, que están siendo violados, no solo por the local station board members, sino también por los miembros de Pacifica National Board.
To defend human rights, labor rights that are being violated not only by the local board station board members, but also by the members of the Pacifica National Board.
Juez, ¿y usted cree que así lo está consiguiendo? Pablo Hazel. Sí. Estoy denunciando, repito, hechos objetivos que son injusticias y que como tantas otras personas hemos denunciado.
Judge, and you think that you are managing to reach your objective by these means? Pablo Hazel, yes, I am denouncing, and I repeat, I'm denouncing objective facts that are injustices and like many other people, we have denounced, this, and I will continue to denounce it because I consider these acts unjust.
y como tantas otras personas hemos denunciado, yo voy a seguir denunciando porque los considero injustos. Y bueno, supuestamente se dice que se tiene libertad de expresión, ¿no? Pues a la vista está que esto no está siendo respetado.
And well, supposedly they say that there is freedom of expression. Isn't that right? Well, it seems that this fact is not being respected.
Entonces se me está exigiendo que yo no cuente unos hechos sobradamente probados, y luego que, qué casualidad, que los límites de la libertad de expresión siempre son para los mismos.
Such a coincidence that I'm not being allowed or I'm being obliged to not say or not tell certain proved facts. And well, it also seems to be a coincidence that the limits of the freedom of expression are always for just some few people.
Siempre para los mismos, siempre somos antifascistas y antirracistas quienes somos juzgados, quienes somos perseguidos y condenados.
Freedom of expression is meant to always the same. We are always the same. We're the anti-fascists, we're the anti-racists who are being denied, who are being judged and denied our freedom of expression.
El error para quienes quieren condenarme a la prisión del silencio es que yo no coincida con sus posturas fascistas y racistas.
The error being committed by those who want to silence me is that I just simply am not in agreement with their racist and fascist positions.
Que me rehúse no solo a desaparecer la programación en español, sino que no quiera hundir junto con ella no solo a KKK PFK, sino también a Pacifica Radio Network.
The fact that I refuse not only to agree to the disappearing of Spanish language programming, but also that I do not want to sync together with those who wish to make KKK PFK and Pacifica Radio Network sync.
Porque si así fuera yo, hoy no estaría aquí sentada, amordazada, como no están amordazadas todas aquellas personas que sí tienen total libertad de expresión y no hablan.
If that were not the case, I wouldn't be sitting here hand-bound and gagged just like those people who have full freedom of expression and do not speak.
Y al final va a aparecer que es mi culpa que la programación en español se suspenda, que nuestra casa hogar, KPFK, lo menos hasta el día de hoy, el edificio en Cahuenga Boulevard sea rematado y que el resto de Pacifica Radio Network se vaya al carajo.
And in the end, it's going to appear as if it's all my fault that Spanish language programming be suspended, that our home located on Cahuenga Boulevard West be sold off and auctioned off, and that the rest of the Pacifica network goes to hell.
¿Qué es mi culpa? Que en las instalaciones de KPFK se violenta a las mujeres, en las propias instalaciones de la estación, que siga también en la impunidad, y denunciar un hecho objetivo puede costarme la prisión del silencio y el exilio de un medio de comunicación libre e independiente.
After all, what does it matter that on the premises of KPFK women are being assaulted with impunity, and denouncing the simple objective fact may lead me to be imprisoned, jailed, or condemned to silence and exile in a free and independent medium that is KPFK.
Anna Knox said, it's people protecting their fears. They want the reassurance that they know who the bad people are, and it's not them. So maybe that's what it is. We're all afraid, and fear makes people crazy.
Thank you.
Not done. Nadia Vera, desde los corazones de las escuelas, desde el pulmón de las comunidades, barrios y pueblos de México, territorio ocupado, no olvidamos. Somos la generación que está viendo morir a una cadena radial independiente y autónoma, y está viendo caer de uno en uno las instituciones, reglamentos que deberían de estar activos para garantizar un orden, una ley, una serie de principios mínimos de convivencia. No aceptamos el mandato de los y las poderosas, ni seguimos los consejos de reformistas, ni de una sociedad civilista acostumbrados a vivir del supuesto orden que poco a poco se nos ha ido aniquilando. Somos la comuna del agravio. Nuestro horizonte crece y se abre y empodera. Somos la asamblea errante, la discusión en voz alta. Somos la escuela, la ocupa, la calle. Somos el comité de lucha, las experiencias que nos ligan. Nos reconocemos y nos organizamos. Nos encontramos arrastrados y arrastradas por la política de miseria del neoliberalismo, el racismo y el clasismo empoderado en el más alto nivel. Hemos encontrado el ojo del huracán en la autoorganización y en la resistencia. Es el vilo de nuestra esperanza. Justamente por eso surge, dice Marichuy, esta propuesta. Una propuesta diferente, una propuesta desde abajo, una propuesta conjunta, una propuesta para desmontar ese poder que está arriba y que nos quiere imponer a como de lugar formas desde arriba, LSB, Local Station Board, and PNB, Pacifica National Board, y que tenemos que obedecer. Y no tiene que ser así, señoras y señores. Nosotros anhelamos y pensamos que puede haber formas diferentes de construir el poder desde abajo. Un poder conjunto, un poder colectivo, un poder donde quepamos todos y que el gobierno obedezca a ese pueblo organizado. Pero no solamente lo vamos a lograr si tenemos la capacidad de podernos organizar, y yo creo que sí. Ya lo están demostrando y están aquí presentes y están dispuestos y dispuestas a que más allá de acompañar, hay un compromiso más por ese Pacifica Radio Network, que la tienen secuestrada estos de aquí arriba. Se los vamos a quitar junto con ustedes, porque México, Pacifica Radio Network, Estados Unidos nos pertenece, porque nosotros creemos que nos están acabando y no lo vamos a permitir, no los vamos a dejar. Por eso pedimos que ustedes también nos acompañen a construir esta network diferente desde abajo, y solamente lo vamos a lograr si empezamos a confiar en el que tenemos aquí al lado. Ese no es nuestro enemigo. Nuestro enemigo está allá arriba, aquí enfrente de nosotros, y están preparando trampas y todo lo que se ocurre contra nosotros, que estamos abajo, todos los trabajadores, los jóvenes, estudiantes, los maestros, las mujeres, todos. Entonces, por eso nos toca decidir el rumbo de Pacifica Radio Network, y lo vamos a diseñar juntos, porque nosotros solos y separados no vamos a lograrlo. Nosotros vamos a poder. Seguiremos luchando con la digna rabia hasta que la dignidad se haga costumbre. Nunca más una Pacifica Radio Network sin nosotros. Yo si te creo, somos semilla. Morirá la flor de la palabra nunca.
All right.
Gracias por su participación. Thank you for your participation.
I'm going to make this real quick because I know they took a lot of the
that's
time.
That's fine.
But
we still got time based on with the minutes that I've
Thank
added
you, Jamie.
To the session.
I wanted to address our friend who is no longer here, who said that, who asked the question, why is it or how is it that he couldn't reconcile the body of the program oversight and other bodies at the Pacifica network, at the Pacifica formation. Radio Formation Foundation, but he does not understand that once upon a time the program oversight did do oversight, did do analysis, did take the time, create forms, create templates that you would not believe, to specifically account for everything A to Z. It was a remarkable area. I was involved in that at the early stages, so I can speak from it. And Michael alluded to it. The other thing is, he also said, how is it the program oversight doesn't look and analyze what works and what has worked or not worked at the affiliates? The affiliates, which used to be close to 300 once upon a time, I don't have that count anymore, have the wrong animal. It's a different animal. They have no accountability. And they are fed
and began to be fed the same programming on KPFK as it was pushed, forced across the rest of the network. Since then, Pacifica has deteriorated further, where listenership, like Michael said, minuscule. It's going to take us a lot of work, but many don't want to listen. But we have been saying the same thing for a long time. Let's get rid of the beast, the IPD, and let's look for someone that truly cares. Because someone in a position of management at KPFK recently confided in me, and it said, I'm not going to say what gender, you have got to find someone that is community involved. Someone that cares about the community. Alan Minsky has never cared about the community. He cares about his friends. He cares about his clips. Okay? And so this has been destroying our station, our beautiful station. And of course, it's a trickle down to the rest of the network. It's a reflection. And as Paulina said, why is it? It's no surprise. This is just it being done more now that the Spanish language as a block is eliminated completely. It's not given any prime time whatsoever, ever, even during the hurricane at Mexico. An English speaker was brought in, and she has no ties to the community. The insults and the things that are done under Alan Minsky, I hope that a new PD will not do such atrocities and is more sensitive and, of course, bilingual. That's very important. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon. First, I'd like to commend you for how you dealt with the Personnel Committee motions for that big a motion. It actually went pretty smoothly. I'd like to reinforce what others have said about the prior failed program director searches. I believe there were two in the last
three.
10.
Three. There were three.
I've been corrected. Three in the last 10 years that failed. I believe at least one of them failed because information was not kept confidential. That I believe the names of candidates under consideration were released publicly. And that, of course, is not allowed. So when you do the search, I'm sure you'll be informed about the importance of that. And I hope you can have a successful search. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gary. We have come to the end of our public comment session. Thank you very much. Our next item of business, everyone has on the back of their agendas.
What end of the public comments?
He wants to speak.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Beek, please. We will certainly allow one more for in your case.
The discussion here has been based on the assumption that we can get our listenership up if we had better programming. There is something else that should be taken into account, which is beyond programming, and that is the attitude of the listeners. If we had a listener forum communicating with each other and with us by email, who could respond to the things that the hosts say on the air and could exchange ideas with each other, and most of all, could be a fountain of ideas for our better programming, telling us things that we could do that we aren't doing, giving us ideas. Ideas are what we need the most and is what KPFK is to create and disseminate as ideas. A year ago, you made the decision you would like to have such a forum, and you passed a motion creating it and created a subcommittee to work on it, the Strategic Programming Committee. That committee has now not held meetings for quite a while. For a while, there was a point on the agenda on the KPFK website that said listener comments and invited you to address talkback with your emails. For a couple of months that functioned and we were actually answering the things that listeners had to say, but they weren't being paid attention to by the staff. The message I was trying to get out to the listeners, which I think we need to get out to them, is that KPFK is their station, and if they take an interest in it, we might mention also they'll probably give more money if they take an interest in it, they can make it a better station, they can get more out of it, and they can give us more that we can do. Well,
I went to the program director to try to get some ideas of how I could respond better to the people who were saying things on TalkBack. When he found out I was answering TalkBack, TalkBack was shut down. And now people who send the listener comments to KPFK via TalkBack don't get listened to. The listeners comment, but nobody listens to them or hears them or answers them.
Thank you,
Mr. We could revive that and put it back to work. That would be something you should give some attention to. Your instruction to have that service out there has been denied by the staff. We tried to get the message out that KPFK belongs to the listeners, and some of the staff don't like that. They think KPFK belongs to them.
Right.
That's what they have done. They have shut down TalkBack.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're ready to move on to the next item of business, National Committee elections. On the back of your agendas are the national committees which you may volunteer for. Last year, elections were not necessary because basically there weren't enough people to run against each other. So at this point, I will take any volunteers for committees. If anyone would like to volunteer for a committee, please raise your hand. Mr. Reyes, what committee or committees would you like to volunteer for?
Governance and audit.
Could we go in order of the committees instead? That would be easier for me to note everybody.
So if I call out a committee that you would like to volunteer on, if you could raise your hand.
Yeah, I don't know. It's on the back of the agenda.
Right. Audit Committee. I have been participating on the Audit Committee. I will continue to participate on the Audit Committee. I will be willing to continue participating on the Audit Committee. Would anyone else like to participate on the Audit Committee?
Grace.
Okay.
I'm a director.
I have both Marlena and Lawrence. Now, that's three people. Do we want to have a vote on this?
I yield to Marlena.
Okay, so...
Point of personal privilege.
Ms. Goodman, Ms. Aaron,
yeah,
yes.
Can I explain that the directors are elected? Can I explain something, please?
Yeah, yeah.
The process. The process? Okay. I think we need to... The LSB members need to know this. There is one director on each committee and per station, and two LSB members from each station. So the directors are elected by the national board. So Jan, me, Mansoor, and Jonathan have submitted nominations for ourselves and others for those committees, and that election will be on the national board. So I am on the audit committee and the programming committee, and Jan is on the personnel committee, and what other committees?
Elections and affiliates.
Elections and affiliates, and Mansoor.
Those are the ones that I nominated
myself. Okay. And Mansoor, is Mansoor here?
No.
Mansoor is on finance and
programming.
No, national board directors may be on committees, but we're not going to be voted on in this committee election. This election now is just for LSB participation in national committees. I hope that's clear.
Yeah.
So I have Grace Aaron, Marlena Bond, Jamie Gomez, and Lawrence.
No,
okay.
And I withdrew.
Okay.
Reyes withdrew.
Okay. Okay. So I have three volunteers for the audit committee, and I think that's what we're allowed. Is that correct?
Well, we have the two. Because Grace is a director, we don't need to consider her.
She's
for this,
been
right?
Removed.
Right.
Jamie and Marlena.
So it's Marlena Bond and myself have volunteered to be on the audit committee, and it shall be so. Are there on the finance committee? I believe that that's automatically our treasurer, and is that it?
Yeah, a treasurer and one
one director.
And one director, that's
so,
it.
So we don't have anyone else from the local station board?
The timing of the meetings. It can't be there at 4:30, so...
And you cannot be on an audit and finance committee at the same time?
Okay, well, anyway, let's move on to governance. Ms. Barbara Marbach, our vice chair, has also volunteered to serve on the governance committee if needed. So I have Lawrence Reyes, and would it be okay for Lawrence Reyes and Marlena Bond, not Marlena Bond, but Barbara Marbach to serve on it if
objections.
If there's no objections to that? Okay.
Who's on the finance
committee? Thank you, I'm very surprised.
Who's on the finance committee?
That's a treasurer function.
So
that would be Ken Aaron.
So, I'm sorry, Barbara Marbach and Reyes will be on where?
Governance
committee.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any volunteers for the programming committee?
Yeah.
I have Fernando Velasquez and Ken Aaron and Marlena Bond. Marlena, would you care to defer to Fernando and Ken since you're already on a committee? Okay, great. So we have Fernando and Ken.
Did she say yes?
Yes.
I did.
You didn't say yes?
No, I didn't.
You would like to be on the programming committee?
Yes,
okay, so then would we, I guess we will take a vote, unless anyone else would like to bow out. Hearing no one bowing out, we will take a vote. Can we agree that Mr. Fred Blair be our...
I didn't bring a ballots or tally sheets. I didn't bring the voting material.
And, excuse me, can we take the elections all at the end so that we can go through the nominations?
No, it should be taken now. Get it out of the way.
No, I mean at the end of when we... Because as people go along, they may want to switch what they
want
to do.
No, just get it over with.
Yeah, I say
let's just keep doing it one by one.
Okay. Is there any objection to taking the votes at the end of this session? Hearing none?
You know what? I really apologize. I didn't think it all the way through. I think it's probably better to take them one by one, because then if somebody doesn't get on one committee,
exactly.
They nominate themselves for another committee.
Well, sometimes
okay.
It's just volunteers. It's not even
yeah, in the past, it's just been volunteers.
Right.
But
okay,
we're going to have an election on this
programming
committee, it looks like. I'm going to say that again, because it didn't sound like there was an objection to waiting until the end for the votes. Is there any objection to waiting until the end for voting on committees that where a vote will be required?
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, let's just go to a vote now.
Can we say the top two vote-getters get the...
Does anyone object to... Well, it has to be...
An STV.
STV.
But I didn't bring any material.
We can't do secret ballots.
He's cutting up ballots.
Okay. Does anyone object to Michael Novick and Fred Blair conducting the STV voting?
No.
Okay. Let's make it so. And does anyone need information on how STV voting is conducted?
Oh.
I guess the tellers will explain that as we go along. Thank you. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Chair, I just want to put us on notice that we have to be at it by 1:30 because there's an incoming event.
Right, I got that note. Thank you. So,
what time is it now?
It's 12:40 now. We should be able to get through this committee section, and if we have to forego the reports, we will.
Vote for two in order, right? Label your first choice and then your second choice.
Right. It's I'm going to let the tellers explain.
So this is programming now, right?
Yes. This.
Yes.
Sorry. This is a ranked choice ballot. So you want to rank your choices. You can vote for as many or as few people as you want. There's two people to be elected for each committee. Therefore, it's best if you rank at least two people. The election only takes place where you have three or more people to be voted on. So you should at least rank one person. Be clear as to which one is number one and which one is number two, please. Is there any questions?
Marlena.
Is there any questions?
I can make those announcements.
Here we go. I'm sorry.
Okay. Kellers, does everyone have a ballot? Yes?
Let me collect the ballots.
Okay, well, let me first let the people know who the people are who are running. So the people who are voting will be voting for either Marlena Bond, Ken Aaron, or Fernando Velasquez. You can vote for one or all, and if you vote for more than one, you need to rank them, as the teller just explained. So those are the three candidates: Marlena Bond, Ken Aaron, and Fernando Velasquez.
Let's start at the same in the same order.
Can I get a bottle from my phone? No, yeah, just wait.
I'll come back.
No, just wait, please. Go in order. That way, nobody votes twice.
Ken?
This one.
Who you call?
You know, there was only like...
Those are nano ballots.
Which committee is this for?
This is for the programming committee.
Norm? Oh, I think that's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just do it here. I don't have a tally sheet.
Well, we're in the middle of a vote here.
You want a blank piece of paper?
Yeah. Yes. Somebody has a blank piece of paper that
before.
Okay, I'm going to count the number of ballots.
No, I don't have a blank.
Three.
You have a blank here?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got it, Bella.
You have to calculate the threshold. The threshold is one third of the total number of ballots. Let's see here.
There are 13 ballots.
Four. Well, that's to be determined. Five. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. So 13 divided by 3 is 4.3. That'd be rounded up to 5. So the election threshold is 5. Five, 13 ballots. So, who are the candidates?
Ken.
Candidates are Fernando Velasquez, Marlena Bond, and Ken Aaron.
No, Reyes.
No. Marlena.
There were three.
Fernando. Lawrence is on the governance.
Okay, all right, right. I got it. Never mind.
Okay, we divide the ballots into lots. So here's Melina. Fernando. Melina. Ken. Melina. Ken. Thank you.
explainable. So let's, this is round one. So, again, let's see. Two, three, four, five. Fernando. Four. Marina.
Yeah.
Four.
Well,
so Ken is elected.
Have some
kind of
ground.
Checks so we have to have a, somebody got a coin. We have a, we have a tie on the last round.
But don't you go to number two after that?
Right. But five is the threshold, so there's no transfer. So we have a tie on this. We have to flip to who to eliminate on the.
Pardon me. Did you count second choice votes?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't
second choice votes if there's an excess.
Doesn't matter. There's no transfer on the elect. You're elected in the first round. But there's no transfer from you because you got exactly the threshold, which is five votes. So your ballots are all exhausted. Okay. So we.
Okay.
Sorry.
We have a coin toss here. The votes. Would you like to take it, Mike? You got it. Mike will get the mic. Yeah. Let's give it to Mike.
Okay.
So the threshold on the SDG vote is
five.
In this case, five. You couldn't get three candidates with five out of 13 votes. So on the first round of counting, Ken Aaron got five votes.
He's elected.
But he's elected, but there's no excess. The other two candidates each got four votes, but there's no excess to transfer for the second ballot, the second round of
they got a tie.
It's a tie, so we're going to flip
the coin. We had 14 people. Did someone not vote?
Who gets the second seat?
Okay, I'm gonna follow the process that Terry Goodman used once. I'm going to flip the coin twice. The first... for the first time, we're going to first flip of the coin. We're going to determine who gets to call this the winning.
Ken is already in. Look at the other.
Please
candidates.
Be quiet.
Look at the other candidates. He's we're already in.
Listen to the public, Mister. Don't say be quiet, okay? Don't
say be quiet.
You be quiet
too.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Completely random in this. We're going to flip the coin first to determine who calls the coin for a determine the winner.
The first flip is going to be Ken. I'm going to ask between Ken and Melina. Who wants to?
Pardon me.
It's not Ken, I'm telling you.
It's about neutral Fernando. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's
Melina and Fernando.
Why don't you just do the toss between for the number two seat?
Exactly.
No, what I'm doing is I'm determining who gets to call the coin toss for the winning winning position.
No. Number two.
Well, first of all, I'm going to turn this by coin flip. Melina, do you want heads or tails to if the coin comes up heads, you get to call the coin flip. Otherwise, Fernando gets to call.
Okay, go.
So, who wants? I'm not very good at flipping coins, but
I'm not very good at anything, man.
Excuse
Melina,
me.
You want to call where you want
heads
or tails? You want heads.
Our members.
Okay, if it comes up heads, you get to call the coin flip.
¿Cuáles miembros, Jamie Gomez? ¿Por qué no les dices que fuiste a reportarme a la
pinche capa? You were trying to cut the heads.
That's her
tail.
It's tail.
It
no me
heads.
Voy a callar, cabrón.
It came up heads.
Okay, so
Marlena will make the time pass.
Okay, I noticed that he doesn't.
She calls it. She gets to call where heads or tails, where if it's head, you call heads,
and it comes up heads, you win the seat.
Notice the way he does it so that only heads comes up.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, that's better.
Call it.
Heads.
It's tail.
It came up heads, so you win the tie.
Too bad I didn't
Marlena Bond.
I
did see that it was heads.
You could see from there?
I could, yes. These losses are for distance.
In the beauty of it, all the Fernando never participated in the whole toss. Great.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to see Corny? No, I'd like to participate as well. Why don't I have a chance to call it as well?
I'm going to ask the audience to please be respectful of our members.
You made your own rules.
Right.
Thank you, Fred.
Okay.
Let's go on. What is it today? Personnel committee.
You can't win.
Yeah. No.
Thank you, Mr. Blair.
I don't have a stapler, but this is the tally sheet.
This is a PME and the ballots.
Okay, one moment. I need to make some notes here. I'm going to remind the public to be respectful of our members and our tellers. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to admonish you once.
Can we go to the translation, please?
Yeah, he's calling him.
We got 35
calling
minutes.
On him.
He wants to report me to KPFK to make me silent. That's
okay.
Why I came to do what I did.
So it's all about you. It's not about the local station board.
Please go back to being
I am a member of the
Mr. yes, that was nice.
I am a member of this.
Mr. Stephen Kaiser. Mr. Stephen Kaiser. Please, do not react to the inappropriate comments from the public.
What?
You don't react to my
Mr. Kaiser. Mr. Kaiser, please do not react to the inappropriate comments from the public. Those will be dealt with separately. You do not need to concern yourself about them. Thank you. Mr. Gary, please. Show me some love, okay?
No.
No.
When you predict,
okay.
Hate.
Thank you.
Fascista.
Thank you.
Go ahead, please.
So, excuse me, we would like to conduct local station board business. I would appreciate it if the public interrupt me.
I want to listen to you anymore.
We gave the public more than adequate time. Excuse me, Mr. Aaron. Let's not engage with the public. I am going to ask if there are any volunteers to serve on the personnel committee.
No, that's PNB only.
PNB only. Thank you very much, Ms. Goodman.
I'm sorry.
Can I get my quarter back?
It's over there.
Your quarter?
Yeah. It's over there.
Are there any? Yeah, right here, Mr. Novick. You're welcome.
It has no tails, by the way.
It got some interest on it. There should be two pennies.
You know, I'm ready to entertain a motion to adjourn here, but I'd like to get through these committees before we do that. The development committee. The development. Would you like to be on the development committee? Point of information. I'm sorry, public, if you can please respect our members so that they can talk. They have trouble talking over your loudness from the gallery over there. Thank you. Mr. Raisapour, please. What is your point of information?
KPFK station. You didn't put outreach committee report. You know that every Friday we are on the corner of, you know, Echo Park and Sunset with our banner. We collected money. We served the food at the station, you know, five times from different restaurants. hell with you and you know station.
Fascista.
This is elections.
Okay, please, no cross talking. Please, no cross talking.
It's not included in the bylaws. The governance committee did not include the outreach committee. Yes.
Okay. No volunteers to serve on the development committee.
Because they don't control
it. Marlena, you would like to volunteer to serve on the development committee?
Yeah. I want to volunteer.
Ms. Aaron, are we limited to two committees or can people serve on more?
No, they can serve on as many as they want.
So Fernando and Marlena on the development committee. Thank you very much for volunteering. These are important duties for which you are volunteering.
Marlena's on three committees now. Wow.
Election committee. Would anyone like to volunteer? Would anyone like to volunteer for the election committee? Going once, going twice.
We need to have people on the election committee.
Right, but if there's no volunteers, there's no volunteers. Lawrence Reyes would like to volunteer on the elections committee.
And
Marissa.
Okay. Okay, I have. I have Lawrence Reyes and Raisa Poor volunteering to be on the election committee. Would anyone else like to volunteer? Hearing no other volunteers, it is so. Technology committee. Would anyone like to volunteer to be on the technology committee? The elections committee consists of the volunteers Lawrence Reyes and Raisa Poor.
All right.
Technology committee. Would anyone like to volunteer for the technology committee?
I'll go.
Okay, Mr. Aaron, Ken Aaron. Would anyone else like to volunteer to be on the technology committee? Okay, if not, now let's see, we have a coordinating committee. Would anyone like to volunteer to be on the coordinating
committee? No, that's LSB only.
LSB only. Affiliates Task Force. Mr. Gomez would like to volunteer to be on the Affiliates Task Force.
No, wait a second. The two committee, the Task Force have no limitations, and neither does the Archives Task Force.
Okay, and the Affiliates Task Force, by the way, did not meet once at all last year.
Just keep the coordinating committee.
Okay, Affiliates Task Force. Okay, excuse me. Affiliates Task Force. Would anyone like to volunteer to be on the Affiliates Task Force other than Mr. Gomez? Mr. Reyes, we'll add your name to it. Archives Task Force. Would anyone like to be on the Archives Task Force? I have Marlena Bond and Mr. Reyes.
No.
Okay.
I'm only just putting my hand up to stretch.
Okay. Okay, Marlena Bond. Anyone else for the Archives Task Force? Okay, I'm going to go back to the coordinating committee. Nobody volunteered to... Excuse me. I see.
Okay.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn at this time. Are there any objections? Are there any objections? There is an objection. So we will take a vote on adjourning. Well, if we adjourn, we will not have the reports. That is correct.
Señor Fascista,
you have to remove
it too, so you can get rid of it.
I have to write this down. Where is my notes?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please take a vote on the motion to adjourn.
All those in favor of adjourning?
Excuse me, we forgot one committee.
A motion to adjourn is undebatable. It's been made and seconded.
One, two, three, four, five. One, two. Please raise your hands and keep them up. One, two, three, four, five. All those opposed to adjourning? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mike's not voting.
Oh, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is your hand up, Lisa?
Yes.
6.
No, no, okay, so we are not adjourning right now. We are going.
Who's the 6?
Lisa.
Well, 1, 2, 3 here, and then 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Okay. Can you get the members for the sexism and racism task force?
Okay. All right.
Michael's going to address that.
All those who would like to be on the committee to investigate sexism and racism, anyone would like to volunteer?
Only if you include committee of inclusion. Only if you include committee of inclusion.
See, who would like to be on the committee to investigate sexism and racism? Okay.
Steve,
we have Fernando.
Why don't you start with Silverman, the new manager?
I think Steve
of the Pryor station.
Has interest in this one.
Why don't
too?
You start with him? And followed by Minsky.
And Reza.
See,
okay, so we have Reza. Lawrence and Fernando.
Steve Pryor has expressed interest in this.
Okay, I think there is no limit to this one. So
it's open to membership.
It's open to membership.
Okay, I will put Steve there as well. Okay.
She also called Roy of Hollywood because he's a very good sexual predator.
All right. Do we want? Does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn at this point? Now that we have had all of the. Committee of Inclusion. Do we have a committee?
There is. It hasn't functioned recently, but we should.
Of course, but it must be listed. Thanks to you people. It's very important. It must be.
I move to adjourn.
We have a motion to include the committee of inclusion.
That was a little while ago. It was a little quieter.
Committee of inclusion.
So there's been a motion to gather volunteers for a committee of inclusion.
Which is a national committee. Which
why don't you also create a committee for the KKK so all of you guys can subscribe to it and be happy? KKK committee. Who will be the first one? Jamie Gomez, fascista number one. Who will follow? Brown Noser. Mansour. Who will follow? Next appointment, now in our payroll.
There were three volunteers.
I am going to remind the public to please be respectful of our local station board members. I would like to remind the public to be respectful of our local station board members. We were respectful of you when you performed your public comment, so please be respectful of us. We were respectful of you when you performed your public comment. So please be respectful of us.
I'm sorry, I can't be silenced anymore.
Lawrence, are you volunteering for the committee to investigate sexism and racism?
He already did.
Can I have inclusion?
Oh, yes.
Committee to investigate sexism and racism.
Reza Poor. Steve Pryde for Lawrence.
Steve Pryde.
Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Fernando Velasquez.
Fernando Velasquez.
No.
Bema, please.
You're on the wrong committee.
Okay, so we have Reza, Steve, Lawrence, and Fernando.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So on the committee to investigate sexism and racism, we have Reza Poor, Steve Pryde, Lawrence Reyes, and Fernando Velasquez.
Is that are there committee any of inclusion?
No.
Also known as committee of inclusion, yeah.
No, it's not. It is not. Committee of inclusion is a separate entity. It's a separate body.
Ms. Goodman and Ms. Aaron. Ms. Aaron.
Grace.
Ms. Aaron and Ms. Goodman. Have I missed any committees?
Yes, yes. Committee of Inclusion.
So is the Committee of Inclusion not on this list that was given to me?
Okay,
thank you.
If you like, I have the bylaws in front of me.
No, I don't. No. Committee of Inclusion. Who would like to be on the Committee of Inclusion? Are there any volunteers?
Reyes needs to be taken off the
Lawrence Fernando.
Okay, I have Lawrence Reyes, Reza Por. Fernando, you volunteered also? Okay, very good. Okay, would anyone else like to volunteer for the Committee of Inclusion?
The committee can recruit additional members once it constitutes.
I make a motion to adjourn now.
Okay, there is a motion to adjourn. Is anyone opposed to adjourning at this point?
Second.
Hearing no objections, we are hereby adjourned.
You have the wrong people in this committee. Lawrence Reyes is not...